when he heard footsteps. But they came from the other side of the wall, from the street. Free people were talking out there, and their heels clacked on the pavement.
"When I think they charge 50 francs a seat."
It was a woman's voice.
"Yes, but they have expenses," came a man's voice.
The prisoner felt his way along the wall, stopped because his foot had encountered a stone, listened, so way-faced, cutting such an odd figure with those interminable arms which dangled loosely, that if this had been happening anywhere else, people would have just assumed he was a drunk. The small knot of men was waiting less than 50 meters from the invisible prisoner in a recess of the wall near a door on which was written Bursar's Office. Detective Chief Inspector Maigret had chosen not to lean against the blackened brick wall. With his hands thrust into the pockets of his overcoat, he was standing so squarely on his strong legs, so absolutely still, that he gave the impression of lifeless bulk. But at regular intervals there came the dragging sizzle of his pipe. His eyes were watchful, but he couldn't quite eradicate the apprehension in them. A dozen times at least, he must have nudged the shoulder of Comelio, the examining magistrate, who would not stay where he'd been put. Comelio had come directly from a social engagement in evening dress, his thin moustache neatly trimmed and with more colour in his cheeks than usual. Close to them, with a scowl,